from what you're able to make in GarageBand to something that, you know, feels more exciting than maybe what you can do on your, or what you've been able to teach yourself at home.
Yeah, so here, a great opportunity. And the Audio Arts Club, you can learn beat production, audio engineering, songwriting, DJing, podcasting, rap, and poetry. There's a visual arts club as well. And the Tough Sound Apprenticeship program runs, for, it's intended for 16 to 22-year-olds to learn about audio engineering, mixing, and production. It's a 10-week program, and we've linked to the registration site. Is it 10 weeks again? I may have spoken too soon.
No, you've got that right. So yeah, we're going to start up in mid-February with classes. So yeah, we're currently recruiting. We're looking for a few more young people, as you said, 16 to 22, although our other programs at Lighthouse Studio and at YMCA Lighthouse Project, you know, go to ages 13 and up. And then we also have the Y Creator Space, which does sort of engineering and science and game design stuff. And they're for 8 to 12-year-olds.
Yeah, and this is all at the Y in Homewood Brushton. I've had the good fortune of watching Lighthouse grow from what was at one time a little corner in a back room at Westinghouse High School, which is where the house at Lighthouse in part came from, a little play on words.
Absolutely.
To a beautiful facility. And you've been there for a long time now. Has it been maybe 11 years or so? Or am I losing track?
No, that's about right. That I just started working with them initially just as a teacher, and now I'm one of the people who helps run the program as well, and I still do some teaching.
Yeah, and it's really, there's a lot of things you could be doing with your life. I'm glad you chose to do what you are doing. It's not necessarily the easiest thing to do, but you're making a huge difference for kids. And if you go to, let's see, I think the best address is pittsburghymca.org/lighthouse. Is that the easiest way to find more info?
Yeah, that is. Or if you just, you know, plug YMCA Lighthouse into your search engine of choice, you should come up with our website and more information.
Excellent. What are you up to personally? Are you out DJing or performing anywhere?
I'm gonna go back to DJing soon. I've been working on a lot of mixing projects in the studio. We've got some student albums. I've got some other collaborations. We also work with bands out in the community, you know, some great musicians, like currently working on an album with John Banuelos, who's a Spanish classical guitar player. So, yeah, all sorts of good stuff.
Excellent. Well, keep in touch. And here's hoping, again, just Google YMCA Lighthouse to learn more information, and you can join some really talented instructors and sharpen your skills, especially if you are in your mid-teens, early 20s, it's a great program for you. All the details are there. Anything else you'd like to mention?
Oh, just it's great to be able to talk with you, Larry. I remember, you know, if you're going back dozens of years, that I did a DJ workshop with you many years ago. And it's great to be able to reconnect with the Light Brigade.
Yeah, I want to do that again now that our Youth Media Center is finally being close to finished, and we'll have a nice space to do something like that right outside of our current studios. Thanks. Give my best to James Brown. Take
care.
Thanks. That's Amos Levy, and James Brown is not that James Brown, but JB, who makes sure everything runs smoothly at the YMCA Lighthouse Project. More information at pittsburghymca.org/lighthouse. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, the Audio Now Network at area code 515-605-9542, and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Well, here's one. I hope you like it. I think it's gonna be good. Don't need a menu when you order. Take the blue plate special away. Start with a napkin, a toothpick, some water. Well, then call the waiter and say, a bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side. Well, bagels are round, they're not square. Well, 'cause if they're square, they ain't nowhere. And lox is fish, my favorite dish. Hey, Mr. Waiter, hurry up and bring a plate of bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle. Bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. Bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side.
Bagel and lox
with the cheese in the middle.
Bagel and lox,
dip it and toast on the griddle.
Bagel and lox
with the cheese in the middle. Slice of onion on the side. A tray of fanned eggs, coffee and, well, they may be okay, but they're not my friend. Well, 'cause when I eat elite. Hold a condition, my dishes are delicious. Bagels and lox with the cheese in the middle. A bagel and lox, let it toast on the griddle. A bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side. On the side. On the side. A bagel and lox with the cheese in the middle and a slice of onion on the side.
Rob Schneider at the Saturday Light Brigade. Hello to Millie in Oakland. A couple songs coming up for you shortly.
I had a long talk with the block dog all summer. Runs with the
kids. The Sound Hound is coming up in a moment.
Dog, every day the choice is his. They all feed him when he's hungry. They all keep him from the cold. Yeah, but he don't wear their collar. He makes the neighborhood his home. There'll be a fireplace in the winter. There's lots of houses down this street. Summertime he'll catch your frisbee to beg the best of your dinner meat. Had a long talk with the block dog all summer. He runs with the kids. He's happy as a block dog. Every day the choice is his.
Okay, we'll keep the Sound Hound at bay for just a moment.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pair.com. That's PAIR.com.
Okay, we get it. The sound hound is about to give you a sound, and it's up to you to see if you can figure out the sound that he's picked out for you today.
Sad at me, said Dave, I understand. We're different now. I'm still a dog, but you're acting like a man. I had a long talk with the block dog all summer. He runs with the kids. He's happy as a block dog. Every day the choice is his.
Okay, let's get that sound from the sound hound so we can offer it for you.
None but a hound dog. Nothing but a hound dog. Nothing but a hound dog.
Got it. Thank you, boy. I know. You expended an awful lot of energy picking up that sound, and for that, we are very appreciative. Can you identify this sound from the sound hound? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Sound hound once again. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck. We'll give the sound hound a little bit to eat, and we will wish Millie a happy birthday with a song taking us out on a canoe. Good boy, good boy.
We don't need a sail, and we don't need no fins or gills, and we don't need a tail. Let's just keep it simple. We'll each get an oar, paddle out to no man's lake, and float till we can't no more. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Captain and your crew, can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down the river with you. We don't need no outlets, we don't need no wires. Primetime entertainment will be lightning, bugs, and fires. Let's just keep it simple, unplugged and outside. Sound waves on the water don't need to be amplified. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I'll take the bow, brother. You can take the stern. I'll move us forward, and you choose when to turn. Let's just keep it simple. We all need a friend in this current moment, instead of looking around the bend. Can you canoe on a little boat built for two? Can you canoe? I'll be your captain and your crew. Can you canoe if there's nothing better to do? I wanna float down a river with you. I wanna float down a river with you.
float down the river, it's a beautiful day. The birds singing with such bliss. A paddle in my hand and the trees above. It don't get any better than this. In my blue canoe. In my blue canoe. I canoe, can you canoe too? Ripples on the water travel far and wide, and fish jump in front of me. I steer to the left and back to the right, pretend I'm on the high seas. In my blue canoe. In my blue canoe. I canoe, can you canoe too? Banks of the river are soft and green, perfect for a lunchtime stop. I dig some worms for the fishing rods, then it's back into the water I hop. In my blue canoe. In my blue canoe. I canoe, can you canoe too? I said, I canoe, can you canoe too? I canoe, can you canoe too?
That's Frances England for Melee, one of two canoe songs for her. We'll celebrate Melee's birthday, along with others born today and in the week ahead. A little bit later this hour, you also heard the Okie Dokie Brothers with Can You Canoe? The Soundhound has a good puzzle going here again. The sound that the Soundhound brought. Bruce says it sounds like a vending machine of some sort, where you turn the crank several times and then it does, but that's not it. Jeff in Saco, Maine. Jeff, I hope you're doing okay. I don't know if the storm is up that way or not. I know from what I was reading, the nor'easter was heading that way. He has got the correct answer. His alternate answer was coins dropping through a change counter that, you know, counts change. I hear that. But he also came up with the correct answer. Turkey City Arn got it, and in part, he says his son makes this sound, not all by himself, with some apparatus that he uses every Friday and Saturday night. John and Addie in East Deer got the correct answer. Caden thought it might be something making a funny quacking noise. Like that, but not that. And Annie thinks that it's change coming out of a change machine. Not that either. John and Carrick has the correct answer. Zach got it right away. He's in Pittsburgh. Well done, Zach. And there's another coin machine guess from Tom. In McCandless. By the way, Turkey City Quinn is 14. Is he the popcorn maker? I do believe he is. Happy birthday, Turkey City Quinn, born January. Let's see how quickly I can cipher this. January 29th, 2008. Happy birthday to Turkey City Quinn. If you would like to share your guess with us, 412-200-5975. Linda thinks it might be a bingo ball mixer or a New Year's Eve rattle. I can kind of hear that, but that's not it. 412-200-5975. Tommy in Virginia, you are close enough with your guess. Do you know what it was? Shall we have the sound hound reveal it? Come here, boy. We were looking for the sound of popcorn popping. There it is.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Lambert, Hendrix and Ross and Poppity Pop. And congratulations if you knew the popping of popcorn. The Sound Hound brought that sound this morning, and it was our pleasure to feature the Sound Hound and Quinn as the popcorn maker. Perhaps me reviewing the answer a little earlier. Jeff in Saco, Maine says, we're doing okay. It's steadily snowing lightly right now, and they in Maine are expecting 12 to 18 plus inches. Definitely a snow day where one stays home inside, watching the snow fall and counting the inches as they accumulate. Tomorrow, snow blowing day. Thank you for the update, Jeff. Now, you perhaps have heard about the Green Book, because of the movie, which is a good film. But there is a play written by Calvin Alexander Ramsey that New Horizon Theater is going to be bringing to town. And the play explores different aspects of the Green Book. And it's a pleasure. We're going to be welcoming two special guests now this morning. One being Dr. Joyce Megerson Moore. Hello, Joyce.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. And also, I believe, director of the African American Theater Program at University of Louisville. We've got Lundina Thomas. Dr. Thomas, good morning. Are you still at the university?
No, I retired.
I thought you might be, but I didn't want to assume anything. But I know you were there. What is your role in the play or your involvement in it?
I am the director.
I thought you might be. Well, it's
yes, leading the troops.
Wonderful to have you both here. We'll talk about New Horizon Theater overall in a minute with Dr. Moore, but since you're the director, why don't we begin with you, Dr. Thomas. Can you tell us a bit about the play and what folks will see and learn as they watch it without giving away too much, of course?
The play takes place in Jefferson City, Missouri. Which is very interesting because they have the Lincoln University, which was one of the first African HBCU that what became a university there in Jefferson City, and it was called Lincoln University. Very, very famous one, and I happen to know a doctor Dr. Pauly, who taught there. And so it really intrigued me that it was a play that followed, he taught at Lincoln University. And it drew me. And the Green Book drew me because of events that happened in my life as a child and my father traveling from Youngstown, Ohio, to Mississippi.
And can you talk a little bit about your memories of that time?
Oh, I remember once we wanted to stop to use the restroom facilities, and I was not allowed to use the restroom there at the service station. And they pointed me to an outhouse. And I don't know, I couldn't go. I couldn't go, and I had to use the bushes.
Oh, gosh.
And I was so hurt. Because I remember crying, and everybody kept saying, it's okay, it's okay. It wasn't okay. I remember a time going to Mississippi, and my father was arrested, and they said he was zigzagging across the road. They arrested him, but my mother called a friend of hers who was Lehman Black. And he was at a funeral home, and he sent money right away. And they were able to post his bail immediately. And they thought that my father was with the FBI because he was dressed in a suit.
Oh.
And he was able to get over $300 very quickly.
Wow.
And so they let him go. And I remember we were all so upset about him doing it. All the kids went to pick cotton that day. And that's when I found out how hard it was to pick cotton.
Mm.
Something I never wanted to do again.
Well, and you're hearing these stories firsthand right now. This is not something, you know, from, you know, 100 years ago, although there are stories to hear from then as well. And I know the Green Book. I've seen some Pittsburgh editions of the Green Book, and some of them are not as old as you might think. I seem to recall seeing one in the late 50s, early 60s online that still existed. And if you're unfamiliar with the Green Book, Joyce, you can probably explain that as well, certainly better than I, and as well as anyone, I think. Can you sort of talk about the concept of the Green Book in and of itself?
Yes, I didn't have the same experience as Dr. Thomas because our cars and trucks wouldn't take us too far from home, so we had to travel. Well, I did on by train with my shoebox full of food. And I always enjoyed that, but I never knew why we had to take our food in a shoebox. But that became quite evident to me later on as I grew older. But this Green Book, this Green Book was help the travelers to know what was safe for them to stop at restaurants and hotels and gas stations. And the book was published from 1936 to 1963. And, of course, that guide is not available, is not here now, but you can find a lot online, as you have seen when you did your research. But I did not have the personal experience like Dr. Thomas did, so we were excited that she was able to bring that to us. And the playwright, Calvin Alexander Ramsey, sends information all the time, and I forward it on to Dr. Thomas, who may not have seen it before, and it gives us additional information about how the Green Book worked. And this Dr. Thomas was really, as a child, was really humiliated and scared. There were a lot of people who were nervous about stopping at these various places because, you know, they wanted to make sure that their families were safe as they traveled across the United States by car.
And I've told this story before, I think, but when I was about 5 years old, which would have been 1966, a woman came to take care of me because my mom was ill. And I don't know all those details, but what I do know is that she was black, and we were driving to the store one day. She was an older woman. Now, as a 5 or 6 year old, I remember her as an older woman. She may have been, you know, 40. I can't recall. But what I do recall is she pulled over to the side of the road, and I said, "Why are you pulling over?" And she said, "I need to let this man pass." And I'll never forget that. I said, "Why? Why do you need to let him pass?" And she tried to explain as best she could, and I was very confused and very sad and very I just didn't understand. And years later, I eventually understood. Rick, you've never heard that story, huh? She's looking at me like, where did that come from? But I remember her first name was Beulah. She was just, she took care of me a number of times when I was little, but I'll never forget that in our own lifetime. And it's important to think about that. So can you explain kind of the plot without giving away too much, how the Green Book figures in to this play?
Well, it's kind of like in the world where a lot of young people, children, are in homes where there is less money, where there are complications, and they don't get the same toys or the same kinds of clothing that other children get that they see it at school. Then it becomes like, you know, when I grow up, I just need to have money. And that becomes more important than values, than the things that make you, you know, regularly human, because you've been denied so much financially. And then it becomes, how are you going to get that money? What is the best way for you to get it? And you see that if you can go a route, say, like becoming a plumber or becoming, you know, substantial, that's difficult. You may not be able to do that. So what do? Especially if you don't want to be a person who's selling drugs or who's a three-card Molly specialist, then how are you going to get money? Well, you're around other African-Americans as a great deal of the time. So you need to maybe exploit them or use them or try to find other ways, you know, legally to obtain money so that it's not against the law, but it is against your values.
Interesting.
So we have to continue, when we're raising our children, to continue raising them with values as well as substantially and educationally.
Very interesting. And Calvin Alexander Ramsey is the playwright. And it sounds like green is a bit of a play on words in terms of the green in your wallet as well as the green of this book, perhaps.
Or interesting.
I may be reading more into it than I should be, but it does.
Well, you know, I would just like to say there's a lot of action in the play. there is a lot of action in the play.
Now, it opens February 4th and runs through the 20th, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays at 7:30. Nice to have a longer run. Sundays at 3 o'clock. Friday and Saturday at 7.
Also Saturday at 3 too.
Yeah, I'm getting that wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. I'm glad. Thank you. Friday and Saturday at 7:30, but also weekend Saturday and Sunday at 3. And it's at the Carnegie Library Auditorium on Hamilton Avenue.
And 7101.
I do want to assure folks that New Horizon Theater strictly follows the COVID-19 protocol, so masking. But what a treat to be able to see live theater once again with, I'm sure, a stellar cast. Any highlights you'd like to add about the play?
I just like to say to those persons who may have difficulty getting around or in wheelchairs or walkers and so forth, there is an elevator in the building, and they can also attend by coming in the ground level and coming down in the elevator. Others can enter from the side door off of Hamilton in the auditorium.
Oh, that's good to know.
And so, yeah. So we want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to see. And then we also have a distancing in there because there is enough space in the building that people can be assured that they can get the distance that they need from other people. So we're trying to make it safe for all of the actors and all of the all of our patrons, too.
Well, opening night, Friday, February 4th, this coming Friday, and then a nice long run, but not so long that you should wait.
That's right.
It'll go clear through the 20th. See it early so you can tell other people about it, or maybe see it twice.
They can go online to get their tickets at brownpapertickets.com, or they could go to New Horizon Theater, theater.org. And then we also have tickets at Dorsey's on Frankstown for those persons who would not like to go online. So we give you opportunities to get, plenty of opportunities to get your tickets.
We've also have a link available to those websites. And there are, if you're a homeschool group or a teacher, there are some arrangements where you can have a group of kids come at a very low, practically half priced, and you'll find all of the information there. New Horizon Theater, these are professional, wonderful actors, and you do want to consider expanding your horizons a little bit. With you. I didn't mean that until it came out of my mouth. But,
I'd also like to say, too, that Dr. Thomas has been with us before. People might remember her directing The Ballad of Emmett Till that
oh,
we
yes.
did in 2016. So you know that she really knows how to direct, and she definitely knows how to direct these historical pieces. And so I think that the audience will be pleased with this. And I'd also like to say that when Calvin Alexander wrote this piece, he said that he interviewed scores of elderly African Americans, and he recalled emotions of peril and fear while traveling. And so he sought to recapture this in this place. So I'm sure that Dr. Thomas is going to bring this out to you through our professional actors. So we're all excited about it, and I guess can't look forward to it opening. How Dr. Thomas?
Indeed,
we have,
indeed.
You know how, excuse me. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I am also looking forward to it opening. Yes.
Yeah. Because this time, you know, in terms of rehearsals and so forth, it's always there are always a lot of things that we have to encounter and challenges and so forth. But we seem to make it through, and now we're at this space, and so we believe that the audience will enjoy and also have a sense of some history once they see The Green Book.
It's all coming together, isn't it? So I wish you both a very successful opening, and I know
Thank
folks
you.
Are going to be excited to see it as it, you know, as you get ready. Directed by Dr. Landina M. Thomas, who's here with us, written by Calvin Alexander Ramsey, and we have Dr. Joyce Megerson Moore, the director of New Horizon Theater. Thank you both so much for being with us. And here's to a good run.
Thank you for allowing
thank
us
you
the time.
So much.
It's our pleasure. NewHorizonTheater.org is how you can get additional information. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. Now it's time for a Saturday Light Brigade charge earning opportunity. Now it's time to challenge you with an upfront puzzle. We're going to give you three words, and it's up to you to come up with the word that comes before the three words that we give you. Are you ready? Those words are down, flower, and light. Down, flower, and light. One word that we know of, maybe there's others, but we think that one word, the same word, can come before those three. Do you know what it is? 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. The phones are ringing for me and my gal, 412-200-5975. Zach, the early Zach, caught the worm. Zach got the correct answer right away. And I see that Angie and Mars also got it. So did Jim in Crafton Heights. Ah, Tom in McCandless has a different answer. Bruce has the answer we're looking for. I like Tom's different answer. Jethro in Grove City has the correct answer. Well done, Jethro. 412-200-5975. Don't hesitate to call if you care to. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Tom was thinking that the answer might be first. First down, first flower, and first light. That's not a bad answer at all. That's a potential. There's one that fits a little bit better. What if we added rise? Down, flower, light, and rise. Down, flower, light, and rise. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Here's some music to think by. It's brand new from Keller Williams, relatively new. The song is called Secret of the Ages.
Through the nose and all through the mouth, secret of the ages.
That album, which is called Grit from Keller Williams, will be released next month. That song is Secret of the Ages. I always smile. Keller Williams, the singer-songwriter, not the real estate agent, or the real estate agency, you see. We are looking right now for the word that naturally precedes, comes before down, flower, light, and we'll add rise to that list. Jay in Washington got the correct answer. How about you? Tricky City Arn thought it might be power. There's a better fit than that. Sarah and James in Chippenville have the correct answer, as does Aline and Snowy, Saco, Maine. Zach got it. So did Angie and Mars. So did Jim in Crafton Heights. And Larry in Elwood City got the correct answer as well. 412-200-5975. Another word we could add as a clue is shine. Remember, we're looking for the word that comes before the words we're giving. Hello to Ashley. Nice to have you listening this morning. Ah, Mike says add beam as a clue. That's a great clue, Mike. So This word comes before down, flower, light, rise. Also comes before beam. Last call for you to share your answer. Were you able to come up with it? Charlie got the correct answer as well. And I believe I mentioned Jay had the correct answer. And Turkey City Arn just wrote with the correct answer as well. The word we were looking for, I'm going to give it away in just a moment, but it looks like Ricky has somebody who wants to share the correct answer. Hi, who is this? Hello?
Hey, Larry. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can.
It's Jennifer Jordan. I don't know if you remember me from WIP.
I do. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's good to hear your voice. And you know the answer to this, eh?
I do.
And what is it?
It's sun.
Absolutely. Sun.
Oh, I got the trumpet.
You got the official Saturday Light Brigade charge. It sounds like you're driving along.
Does it? No.
No? You're home.
No.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I'm somewhere. somewhere stationary.
Well, sun is exactly right. Sunflower, sundown, sunrise, sunbeam, sunshine. All of those fits in. Did you know it from the beginning? And were you shouting sun at the radio?
I wasn't listening at the beginning. It just came on, and it took me a moment. But you know, I've been doing Wordle and some other puzzles, so I think I'm primed.
Yes, Wordle is taking the country by storm, isn't it? It's absolutely incredible to me how many people are playing Wordle.
I'd
like to give this puzzle out over the air, but I don't think it would work on the radio very well. But I'm curious if there are five words that could use 25 letters, five-letter words that could use 25 letters of the alphabet without repeating them.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
And, you know, if you play Wordle, which is sort of Mastermind meets Jumble,
right.
I guess, you try to start with a five-letter word that doesn't repeat any letters, like W-R-I-T-E. Or R-O-U-N-D, and you wonder how many, like, could I use, what's the minimum number of five-letter words that would take 25 letters out of the alphabet? I think it would be hard to get all 26. Well, you can't with five-letter words, but even with a sixth word, I think it would be hard to get them all, but I'm going to try that someday.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say too that I grew up with you. I mean, my dad's listened to you and from, I don't know, what, 20, 30 years?
That's wonderful. What's your dad's first name?
His Pete.
Pete Jordan. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Pete. It's still a regular contributor, and we hear from him every now and then. So that's great. We're still here. Evolved a little bit.
I'm glad you are.
Thanks. And a charge. Let's give you another charge. Where are you living these days? Are you in the...
I'm in Pittsburgh.
Great.
Yeah. And I saw you have a podcast, so congratulations on all the things you're doing.
We've got a lot going on. Thanks so much. And it's good to hear from you. And thanks for your donation, too. I think I just saw you made a donation.
Yeah.
So we appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah. Take care.
Take care. That's Jennifer. Oh, all the people we get to meet and reminisce about. Let's see. Bill had a guess of burn. Not the word we were looking for, but a good guess. Dan and Clarion came up with sun. Congratulations if you did. We're going to celebrate birthdays in just a few moments. This is Big Joe Williams at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Yes, you're my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me head and start a grade. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine. Be out in the night, dear, when I lay dreaming. I'd help you help your own. Yes, and I woke up. I was mistaken, and I hung my head in. What's your message? You never know, dear, how much you love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. She's my only sunshine. She's my only sunshine. She makes me happy. And stars are blue. You know I don't love nobody dear like in this whole round world like you. Yeah. You never know, dear, how much you love me. But please don't take my sunshine. I lay down dreaming. I dreamt I held you in my arms. Yes, I woke up. I was mistaken. Oh, my head.
That's Big Joe Williams, and you are my sunshine.
Now, please don't take my.
And Bill in Stanton Heights, I realize, was contributing a clue of burn, which would be another one. Sunburn, sunflower, sunshine, sunbeam. A charge again for you if you came up with sun as our upfront answer. Yikes, we have got a lot of birthdays to celebrate, so I'm going to get right to them. Happy birthday today to Gina from Flynn, Zadua, and Anthony, to Alexis of McKeesport from Mom, and Megan of Southold, New York from the other girls, and Pete, and to Nolan from Brent, and to Turkey City Quinn, who is 14 today. Tomorrow we have Delia from your family, Annette from Cali, Cora, hello Cora, happy birthday to you. Cora is 4, and your big brother Ralph and your mom and dad wish you a happy birthday. George of Lancaster from Linda, Beth from husband Bob, Ian of Wexford from mom and dad and sister Jordan, Casey of Springdale from Mary, Jan of Castle Shannon from Ken, Doris of Mercer from husband Chuck, and Arabella of Tarentum. Happy birthday to you. On the 31st, we have Vicky of Sheridan from Owen, Audra, and Cece. Ariana of Cranberry from your family. Lily of McClellan Town. Linda of Forest Hills. Carolyn of Mount Lebanon from Doug, Katie, Joanna, Sam, and Gabe. Millie of Oakland on January 31st, and Logan from Lynn, Eric, and Evan. On February 1st, Jordan celebrates, as does Sheila of Manchester, from Kayla, Tion, to Sean. I'll wish you a happy birthday on Groundhog Day. Happy birthday to Zoe of Westview. From Mom and Dad and Gabriel. Also on Groundhog Day, we have George of Mount Lebanon, Nick of California, Tristan from your family, Ben of Roslyn Farms, Abby from your family, including Kevin, Michael, Amanda, and Brian, Carmel from Annie and Kurt and family and Deb in Monrovia, Maryland. On February 3rd, we have Linda of Lancaster from George, Kevin of Greensburg, Jen of Mount Lebanon from your family, including Tom and Mary Ann and Rosie and Katie and Chris and Tommy, Lucy of Dormont from Mom and Dad and Brother Colin, and Tom Roberts. Yes, that Tom Roberts. The Tickler of the Ivories celebrates on February 3rd. On the 4th, Jadel of Hazelwood, Nathaniel from your family, Kate from Maria and Joel and Rose and Ben and Will, and Joshua and Caleb, twins of Highland Park, from Amy and Paul and Sister Leah.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and internet radio stations and streaming services available on your audio device of choice.
Some molasses for little old Liza James. Oh, to his hand, took gauze and changing hand. Oh, to his hand, Lord, took gauze and changing hand. Oh, to his hand. I'm going up on up, gonna get me a bundle of. Gonna make me some more for little old Liza.
That's Paul Osher. We've been featuring him throughout the morning. His album called Rough Stuff was reissued late last year in his memory. He started playing with Muddy Waters when he was very young, played harmonica with him quite a bit in the 70s and 80s. And died as a result of COVID last year. Really a great album and a great acoustic blues performer. We are about to play Guess Who? Get Ready for one of our favorite Saturday morning games. Guess Who? Coming right up.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society.